going to what will be the last presentation for today. We may have saved one of the best for last because this is a study I've been looking forward to for many, 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 many years. It's some of the slides that were sent to us from Dr. McCandless. So a dream is coming true, I hope, because there in Africa, the people have started lining up now to be tested to see if they can enter this first ever trial in Africa for the use of low-dose naltrexone for HIV. And as we go through some of Dr. McCandless's slides, you'll see just what the numbers are over there that are impressive. There also, she included some color photos of who's involved there. For instance, this is probably the back of Jack Zimmerman, her husband, Jack Zimmerman, Ph.D., in Mali near the Niger River. And that's crystalline beta endorphin, just because beta endorphin is such an important actor in the mechanism of low-dose naltrexone. So just to introduce a little bit about Dr. McCandless, I can't step away from the mic, so she is the person who broke through the envelope with autism spectrum disorders and introduced the use of low-dose naltrexone and worked with the pharmacist who was mentioned earlier to offer topical low-dose naltrexone to these children. You can, if you haven't already, you can visualize here is a child who isn't too easy, who isn't going to be sitting still to swallow anything. And now when the child is going to bed, perhaps already asleep, the parent just rubs on the pre-measured dose, and they've got their dose of low-dose naltrexone at the right time. Already, Dr. McCandless says that she's aware of over 7,000 autism spectrum disorder children on low-dose naltrexone, and she's saying that the reports from parents are positive already to the 75% point. I mean, quite miraculous. The kinds of improvements they report are there on the top line. Thinking and mood and language and sociability. I mean, parents, if you'll go to her website, you can actually go into the data fields and see the reports where parents are saying, wow, he's talking to his siblings for the first time. He's playing with others. Really amazing. What I want to point out in this slide is the way in which, because of her interest in autism, coming to these conferences, she became aware that LDN has lots of other uses. And so everything fell into place for her. She happened to run a study on markers of the immune system in these children. And if you look in the third line on the slide, you'll see it says 18 of 20 children, or 90%, raised CD4 counts, CD4 plus counts, after 16 weeks of LDN. That's a critical finding. That already tells you that the new trial that's just signing up people in Africa is going to be very successful. Because if you can keep the CD4 counts up every day with low-dose naltrexone, and you've got an HIV infection, you're not going to get AIDS because your status is not going to deteriorate. Your immune system is not going to get beat up, and that's exactly what Bernie Bahari found in his practice. Here's some of the situation over in Africa at this time. You'll see the first three lines relate to information from UNAIDS report this past December. In Africa, 25 million people infected with HIV virus, over 2 million people dying every year from AIDS there, and an estimated 2.8 million newly infected every year. fact that most new infections are women was a very important fact for Dr. McCandless and her husband. And you'll see as we go through the slides that one of the things they're doing, they're not just testing LDN and treatment of HIV, but a lot of effort is going to go into counseling, which is really part two of this trial. And that's what attracted them in as well. More on what's going on there. You see the difficulties in the current medicines there. Let's just look at that last paragraph and the contrast that makes using the current medications that we use in the States in that setting, how difficult that is in Africa. What a contrast it is to taking one little capsule at bedtime each night. As it is, so few children over there get anything. So there's Jacqueline McCandless, and there's, of course, Jack Zimmerman, and two of the interpreters and guides from Mali. And again, that's her title for this. It was Jacqueline and Jack who decided to get the trial going by standing up and saying, all right, bureaucracy in Mali, if you're worried about money going from this area to that area and this area to that area, we will make up for any monies you don't have. And that's what got the trial going. They're real heroes. The team over there in Bamako University in Mali has worked already with universities over here. They have run clinical trials in the past, and a year or so ago, Jackie went over there, looked at the labs, and was quite impressed. The protocol that was originally planned, Bernie and I worked over it some years ago, and we waited for years to see some action over there, but didn't until McCandless got involved. The original protocol was very typical of a U.S. trial. Here's this group, they'll get low-dose naltrexone. Here's this group, they'll get a placebo. No. Not in Africa that's going to happen. And so, and rightly so. And so the team over there changed the parameters so that everybody gets something. And you'll see later what they designed it so that it would be acceptable to Africa, where Africa knows that the West, if any of you have seen or read The Constant Gardener and other such materials, the West is highly suspect when they come over there with drugs. So as we go on, you'll see what the solution was. But the purpose of the trial is to evaluate the efficacy in preventing progression of HIV to full-blown AIDS by using LDN. Here's some of the lab that Jackie saw when she went over there, and she was impressed. They had apparently good materials, good staff. Kweta Usmani, and I'm probably not pronouncing his name right, the doctor sitting in the middle is one of the leaders of the team for the trial, surrounded by two women who will be counselors, and you'll see what that means shortly. So here's the protocol for the medical portion. There'll be 250 participants, and it's broken into three groups. It's approximately a year's study. One group, if you look to the bottom, they'll receive highly active antiretroviral drugs, period. The second group, also 90 participants, receive highly active antiretroviral drugs and low-dose naltrexone. And the third group receives low-dose naltrexone only. And you see the parameters for letting people in have to be a non-pregnant adult. I think I hit on, I was helpful at least getting them to agree on the CD4 range so that if you're not in that range, you're not a candidate for the trial. To pick 275 to 475 CD4 cell count range means because a normal amount of CD4 cells might be, say, 1,000 or more, that means that your infection has already led to a degradation of your immune system if you're down to 275 to 475. And yet, it's not low enough that it would give you AIDS at that point. So you're at a point where you could be saved. And one could demonstrate an effectiveness. The U.S. medical journals have already demonstrated that if you take somebody whose immune system has already eroded to some degree, like this, in that range, and you don't treat them, you can definitely count on coming back 1 year later and finding that the CD4 cells are on the average 80 less than what they began with. Is the whole trial. That's what I think we're going to see, hope. Okay. Now, the antiretroviral drugs, the Malian Health Department is kicking in, and we have here today with us, unless he walked out. No, I think I see him in the back. Please stand up. We have the man who is supplying the LDN. He's the shyest guy. That's Victor Falla. He is the chief and the chief pharmacist of Ermat Pharmacy in New York City, which is also one of the big suppliers of LDN here in the States and around the world. You see what Jacqueline McCandless wrote on her slide? Big thank you. Big thank you, Victor. Some of you who are here today were at the earlier conferences on LDN where Saini Naffo, the woman in the middle, son, who is a Malian by birth, trained in Paris, trained in Canada, and looks like 6'7" to me, great guy, young man, just took his personal cause for his life to see that low-dose naltrexone gets to the Africans who probably need it very, very badly. And after 4 years of trying, he's working along with Jackie and Jack to get this done. Here's the second part that Jack Zimmerman is so involved with. They've been training counselors over there to counsel, talking about getting groups together, talking about relationships, men and women, infectivity. Jack's foundation does that here in the States and probably is doing it over the Middle East and other areas as well. So going back to the trial, they're going to, as you see the title, they're going to test every 12 weeks, and at the end of the 9-month study, at the outset, they're going to rule out pregnancy, malaria, and TB. Those are the tests they hope to do at regular intervals, the complete blood count, the chemistry panels, checking for kidney and liver problems. Those are the parameters for the CD4 cell count on starting, going into the trial. They also intend to measure interferon alpha, which is something that Bernie Bihari discovered some 20 years ago when he did his first trial that never really did get published. On AIDS or HIV-infected people and LDN. He found that they run very, very high interferon alphas, and when he looked at the group that responded beautifully well to the LDN by not getting worse, these were the ones whose interferon alphas dropped back toward the normal. Those whose interferon alphas stayed high did poorly. They're going to measure a viral count out of interest, although I think the CD4 plus cell count is much more the gold standard. So please keep your fingers crossed with me, because a year from now we may hear some wonderful news, and which may help millions and millions of people deal with their infection for HIV. And speaking about